Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Barely Mexican. My name is Miguel Garcia, and as you very well know, I'm barely Mexican. It is 12:42 a.m. It is officially my birthday, and I'm pretty sure you're wondering, why are you up? Well, because I can't sleep. Like, literally yesterday, last night, I had stayed up till like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't sleep. And it wasn't necessarily like a stress like thing, like where I was like worried or anxious or like, oh my god, I don't know what's gonna happen. I was just up. Like, my body was just not tired, my brain wasn't tired. Like, I was literally just staring at the ceiling, and then I was just like watching Facebook videos until like 6 a.m and then I was like, oh, I should probably go to bed because I have work tonight. So then I went to bed, woke up at 11, went into work at 3. But anyways, so if I'm a little discombobulated, is that how you say that? I don't know. You get the gist. If I seem a little out of it, that is why. I don't know. Like, I'm 25. Well, apparently, according to my birth certificate, I checked, and it doesn't say I turned 25. Well, it says I was born at 9:22 p.m. My mom always told me I was born in the morning, so obviously my mom didn't know what the hell was happening. Granted, I can't really blame her because, well, I've never pushed anything out of my vagina, so, well, I don't have one, but I never given birth, so I don't know. I don't know why I say things like that. Oh, God. Anyways, so, no wonder I don't have any listeners. I thought I was always born in the morning. It turns out it's a lie. But anyways, it is 12:45 and it's officially my birthday, so it's all about me today. Oh, and I'm super excited. I'm not gonna be turning 25. I guess I am 25 now, and I'm pretty excited. And I know this sounds like cliche of like, that's what they always say, but like, I feel like I'm starting a new chapter in my life. Like, I'm trying to be more positive. I'm trying to like just put more positive vibes in the world. I mean, obviously I'm still not perfect. Like, I still have my issues. But I feel like lately I've been a lot less uptight and unlike, you know, like worried about things. I've been told, well, I don't know. Anyways, so I'm pretty excited to see the next, to start a new chapter, to see what else this world has, like what else the world has to offer. I mean, and it might be just be like me just starting this new job. I mean, I've been there for like maybe a month and a half now. And you know, and like all the opportunities that I've been experiencing there already, and everything like that. But it's just like, I don't know what it is. Like, I'm just excited and I'm ready. Like, I'm ready for a change. I'm ready for something different. I'm ready for some good fucking news, you know, like this year. And maybe it's just me, but like, well, I know it's not me. I mean, this year has been rough on everybody. The pandemic, you know, like it's been a rough go. you know, there was just, year was just such a bad start, but I feel like as things keep continuing on and we're adjusting to this like new normal of things, I'm very excited. And I know it sounds weird. Like, everyone's just like, oh my God, I want this to be over with. I want to go out to eat. I want to, you know, do all these different things. But for me, it's just like, I don't know. Like, we've gotten so low already. Like, I feel like there's only one way up, you know? And of course, obviously things could always get worse. Who knows? Maybe a meteor will hit the earth on my birthday and I'll die at 25, single and alone and unloved. But I'm so dramatic, I say unloved, and like literally everybody, I've felt so much love this week. Daniel LeVay did throw me a birthday surprise, a surprise birthday party early. I'm not sure why it was early. I'm not complaining. I mean, I was pretty appreciated. They did a dinosaur themed, because apparently I'm old, and so they're just like, you're old, dinosaurs, boom, perfect. Which, and I was very appreciative of it, and very, like, touched. Granted, I did tell them, like, I was expecting it. Well, I wasn't I think they just did it early to throw me off, because it definitely did. Like, I came home super confused. I was like, what is happening? Like, I literally just, like, they were sitting in the dark, and LeVay was just, like, staring at me until I turned on the light, and I was like, this is it. This is, I'm gonna get murdered. but no, like, they probably just did it to throw me off. Either that or they're not actually going to see me today, which is fine because I'm probably going to be shit-faced 90% of the day. So I won't even know where I'm at. That's the goal, is to get so shit-faced that I don't know where I'm at. I doubt that's going to happen today because I'll be seeing family and I don't care. I'm 25. Who's going to stop me? But anyways, I don't know. Like, I've been feeling so much love this week from them throwing me the party. Very much appreciated. I mean, I still have the decorate. I did not want to take the decorations down. To them, you know, giving me some gifts. Very heartfelt. made me die laughing. They gave me a Shrek shirt that, like, had Shrek making a very, like, concerned face. And I was like, damn, like, I die laughing because I make that face all the goddamn time. And it's usually because of me, like, myself, that I make that face where I'm just like, fuck. I'm just like, ah. But I'm just excited to see what 25 brings, man. Like, 24 was so rough. It was a lot of ups and downs. It was me learning how to deal with anxiety, which I don't think I ever really properly learned how to deal with. It kind of just, like, faded away. A change in environment really did help that situation and everything like that. So I'm just, like, ready to just, you know, plow through and just, I'm just ready for change and for good things. Like, I'm ready for adventure, and I'm ready for, you know, I don't know, maybe I'll find a relationship. I have no idea. But there's just something inside of me that just feels like things are changing for the positive. And it might just be me. And I hope everyone who's listening is, like, has the same feeling, like, has a positive outlook and is trying to, you know, find some kind of, you know, like, positivity in the world that's so crazy right now, especially with everything that's going on with, for one, the pandemic, for one, you know, the whole, I mean, I haven't really been listening to the news lately because I've been so busy with work and everything, but, like, with police brutality and things like that. And, you know, I'm pretty sure people are still protesting, and it's just, and rightfully so, you know, like, it's just, like, everything's just gone so crazy this year. And it's, I mean, it's about damn time some change happens, you know? And I'm just so excited to see what change happens, you know, like, I refuse to believe that it's going to stay the same. Like, I mean, the great thing about being an American is you can always expect change. And usually for the better. I'm not saying America's perfect, obviously not, but, like, we've made some progress. We still have a long way to go for sure. And everything like that when it comes to police brutality, when it comes to just human rights in general, you know, and just a bunch of different things. Like, it's crazy to me that people believe that other people deserve to be treated less than human, you know, just because of the color of their skin or because of their religion or because of their beliefs or just because they're anything other than what you're used to. And that's crazy to me because I don't know, like that's crazy. Like, everybody's human. Like, everybody makes mistakes. Everyone, like, we all bleed red. Like, we all have, like, mushy and stuff and spines and things like that. So I am just ready to see a change, and I'm excited for everything. I'm very enthusiastic about what's going to happen. I say that as if I know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just enthusiastic. It might just be me being 25. And then maybe tomorrow I'm going to be like, oh my God, 25 is the worst. I already have back pains. I don't know. I already have a receding hairline at 24. The receding hairline just really just like, I mean, maybe it was there before, but 24 really took a toll on me. My hair was just like, my hair almost pulled my father and was just like, peace out, bro. I don't know you. Anyways, oh God, that was a dark joke. Because he's Mexican. Get it? Because he's, no. Okay. Talking to myself. God. Anyways, so, God, is that racist? Am I? I'm probably going to get like blacklisted from podcasting, even though no one ever listens to this. But anyways, what was I saying? Like, I'm just excited. I just feel, and I don't want to be like, oh, well, I just feel so mature now and everything like that. Because, I mean, I've only been 25 for like 5 minutes. But, like, lately I've been noticing, like, I've been a little slower to anger. I'm not going to say a lot slower to anger because I'm just an angry person. But I've definitely been, like, okay, well, with work, I'm not as sassy with customers as I was when I was at, like, somewhere else. Unless they're a smoker and they're mumbling and they get angry at me because I don't hear what they're trying to say. And I'm just like, look, if you could speak up, but you probably can't because you're, like, having trouble breathing because of the smoke that's killing your lungs. Like, I remember, like, literally, like, maybe 2 weeks ago, there was a guy. He was on the phone. He was like, hey, can I get a pack of, and then he was like mumbled and then like went back to like talking on his phone. I was like, I'm sorry, what was that? And he was like, really, you weren't paying attention? And then I was just like, okay, well, maybe if you learned how to enunciate and got off the goddamn phone, you could tell me. And then he was just like, I need a pack of 100. I don't even remember what kind of cigarettes he needed. And I'm not a smoker, so I don't know what the difference is between Marlboro Reds, the gold Marlboros, like the menthol. Like, I don't know. I don't care. I'm not a smoker. I only smoke when I get really drunk. And yeah. And even then, I don't really smoke. So I'm not a smoker. I don't know the difference between anything. And then, so he was just, and so I told him, I was just like, well, maybe if you learned how to enunciate and got off your goddamn phone, I could hear you. And then he was like, well, I need, you know, his certain pack. And I was like, well, I don't know which ones those are. You're literally going to have to point it to me. I was just like, or you're just not going to get your cigarettes. And then he was just like, I mean, what are you going to do? You either point it out to me or you just don't get your cigarettes. I'm okay with you not getting your cigarettes. I'm saving your life if you don't get your cigarettes. So you're welcome. And I probably shouldn't be saying this because, well, no one's listening. It's fine. And yeah, like it's, so, I mean, I didn't cuss him out or anything like that. I just gave him a little bit of attitude, just slightly inconvenienced his life for like maybe 5 minutes. Which is fine. No, I definitely did hold up that line because I was just like pointing out motherfucker. Cause I ain't got all day. Now, of course I didn't say that, but in my head I said it. So if you know me, that's already so much progress by far by just saying things in my head. Because if you know me and have ever met me, you already know that whatever comes up in my head just comes out my mouth. It's a family curse. It happens with my mom, Gabriel, my grandma, basically all of my cousins. Like, it's just how that is. Like, if I could say stupidity is genetic, I'm pretty sure stupidity is genetic, and I'm pretty sure it's scientifically proven that stupidity is genetic. But yeah, that shit's genetic. And if my family's listening, y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't be surprised. Don't be offended. It's my birthday. I can't be wrong. And it's literally going to be my attitude all goddamn day. It's literally been my attitude all month. It's been my birth month all week, all month. I've been treating myself so much. This month, it's been ridiculous. I'm like, oh, it's my birth month. I'm going to treat myself. I was offended because my mom did try to reschedule my birthday. And I was just like, how dare you? I didn't ask to be here. You're the one who decided to pop me out. I'm not rescheduling my birthday. I mean, I understand it's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. But still, how dare you try to reschedule my birthday. But yeah, needless to say, I don't know what the future has in store. But I'm excited. I'm excited. I feel like things are changing for the positive. And I hope it keeps going that way. I hope, you know, like, obviously, just, oh my God, I just hope and I wish and I pray and I feel it. Like, I just feel like something good is going to happen. Like, something good. Like, just some good news. Maybe I'll get a promotion. I don't know. I've only been there a month and a half. But I just feel so excited for the future. And it's been such a really long time since I felt like this. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just like an excitement or if it's just me accepting that I'm getting older. I don't know. I'm just like, okay, well, with 25, like, how bad can 25 really be? Oh, I better not. Already jinxed it right there. Already messed it up right there. But I'm just so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see, like, the people around me grow. I'm so excited to see, like, and change and just find happiness and just pure joy. Like, I just want, oh my God, I just want everybody, oh my God, I sound like a hippie right now. Like, I don't want to spread long peace and band-aids on happy juice. But I don't know what it is. Like, I'm just super excited. Like, I can't wait to see what happens. I'm excited. Like, yes, I'm going to tell you, last year was rough. Like, this last year, I mean, it was an emotional roller coaster. Learning how to deal with my anxiety and other, I don't want to say mental illnesses because I've never technically been diagnosed, but like just other things. And it's just like getting the control of my emotions. And I feel like this is the first time I've ever been, like, in such a long time, just in control of myself. For the most part, I will say, because I still surprise myself. And it's crazy. Like, it feels good. Like, I'm excited. Like, I just want to keep going. You know what I'm saying? And I've never felt that in a really, for the most part, because I'm usually just like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to, I mean, that was me yesterday. It was like, I did barely even left the house yesterday, but, it's just like, I'm excited and I'm ready. And I want to see change, and I want to see the people around me grow and flourish and prosper and just be happy and be successful and just be like everything that they ever wanted to be and all of their dreams come true. And I just feel like it's all going to happen. Like, it's all happening right now. Like, we may not see it now. We may not understand. Like, I mean, call it karma, call it, you know, God, call it fate, whatever, destiny, whatever it is. But it's just like, I feel it like, oh my God, like something's going to happen. Something's going to change. Something's going to break through. Something, you know, is gonna break through. Like, I'm ready for a breakthrough. I'm ready. I sound like SpongeBob. I'm ready. If you couldn't tell, I was trying to twerk while singing that song. So there goes the maturity right out the window. But I'm ready, and I'm excited. And this is the first time in a long time that I'm not necessarily scared of getting older. Mostly because getting older kind of comes with like new responsibilities and stuff. But so far, I feel like I have it under control. Like, I've made it this far, right? Like, if I could have made it this far, I can do anything. Not anything. I can't become an astronaut. That's just out of the picture. Yeah, should have paid attention more in science. Stay in school, kids. Eat your vegetables. But I'm just excited. And I know I've said this for basically the past 20 minutes. But it's just, I feel like everything is just finally falling into place where I'm no longer just stuck in the same place. I'm no longer just like, just some loser Like, I'm taking charge. Like, I'm taking charge, I'm taking hold, and I'm moving on. And nothing's going to stop me. And there are going to be things that try. And they're going to be, I may fall down, and I may slip, and I may fall. But if this year has taught me anything, is I'm loved, and I'm supported, and I have everybody I need in my corner. And I'm ready for a breakthrough. I'm ready for change. I'm ready. So if you're listening, and, you know, whoever you are, you know, to my 5 listeners out there, I'm sending positive vibes. I'm just ready for change. Like, I'm ready. Like, I don't know what. And which is weird, because for me, I hate change. I hate it so much. I hate things that inconvenience me. But, oh, I'm so ready for this. Like, I'm so ready for something different. I'm so ready for something new, something fresh. I'm so ready for whether it's just, I mean, not even a job promotion. Just like, I mean, whether it's a new friend, whether it's, you know, just like a new hobby, you know, something, anything. I'm ready. I'm ready for a new breakthrough. I'm ready. You know, I'm sending positive vibes out, and I'm just ready. I'm ready. And I'm probably going to regret saying that, because every time I've ever said I'm ready, it has ended miserably, and I was never as ready as I thought I was ever going to be. But, oh, I'm so ready for a breakthrough. I'm so ready for to see what the future has. And, like, I'm so excited. And I'm not sure where this enthusiasm, and the thing that's weird is, like, I'm not sure where this enthusiasm is coming from. Like, usually I kind of had to be, like, my own, like, little supporter or whatever. But, like, lately I've been finding myself, and God bless, but I've been finding myself just happy for no reason. And just, like, of sound mind, which it feels so good. It feels so good. And especially after, like, having a year of, like, just having to deal with anxiety and just not in control of your emotions and just not in control of your body and just not sure of, like, what was happening next. And you were just wanting to seek some, like, some peace, some stable, like, some, you know, just quiet. Oh, but I'm just ready. Like, I'm just so ready to just break out of this, like, mold that I've been living in, like, of just, like, this lazy slob, just awkwardly. I mean, I'm always gonna be awkward. That's just, I mean, at this point, it's a personality trait. Well, I don't really know if I can change that, but I'm just so ready to just break out and stop fearing so much and stop being so angry and so insecure about things and stop worrying about what people think and just live my life. Oh my God, I'm just so ready to just live. And it feels so good to say that. Like, it feels so good to just share this. Because when I tell you, I, like, for this last year, and I'm being in all seriousness, like, if you ever, like, have issues with anxiety, like, if seek help, talk to somebody, you know, find your outlet, find something, you know, pray if you believe in praying. I mean, that helped immensely. I mean, I still pray every day, every morning. I'm praying for my friends, my family, myself, for good health, for well-being, for everything, for success. And maybe that's where this is coming from. I don't know. I mean, I haven't been the best Christian lately. But at the same time, it's just like, I can feel just changes in the air. And I'm excited. Oh, I'm so excited. And I just want to share it with everybody. Like, I just want to share, like, I just want everybody to be like, yeah, we can do it. And, you know, and when things get rough, like, I have a support system. And I've recently, like, in my last episode, I talked about, like, my friends and how much they support me and even my family. Well, I didn't really talk about my family, but I mean, maybe I'll talk. I mean, I've talked about my family before. And oh, I'm just so ready. I'm so ready. Like, I have a support system. No matter what comes my way, I can handle it. Because if I was able to handle everything else, I mean, what else is there? You know, And I probably should not be challenging the universe like that, but I'm just like, let's go. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready for change, and I'm ready to just take on the world. And oh, it feels like a breath of fresh air to just to say this, to have this enthusiasm. Like, this is such something that I have been searching for such a long time, especially because last year with like my anxiety issues, I didn't feel like I was in control of my emotions, of my body, like of anything. Like, and if you've ever had to suffer from anxiety, like, I mean, you guys get it. Like, you, if you have a panic attack, an anxiety attack, you can't control your breathing, you know, you can't control your body. Like, you lose, I mean, I lost function in my hand. That was the first thing that would go, is the function of my hands. My hands would curl up and my muscles would tense up, and then my thighs would tense up, and then my legs would tense, and I couldn't move. And it was just so heartbreaking and disheartening to have to learn how to, well, I don't want to say to learn, because learning how to deal with it was very empowering, I feel like. But having to go through that, and for someone who, well, I won't say I was ever really in charge of my emotions, but I was able to control them. Like, I was able to put them in little boxes. And maybe that's what caused the anxiety, because I would just put them in little boxes and I'd put them away. I'd be like, okay, we're not feeling this right now. We're not feeling this right now. We're not. And if it wasn't happiness or anger for some reason, like, I just didn't want to deal with it. It was, if it was either too painful or too, like, I just didn't want to deal. And doing that and storing those emotions is just not good. And obviously, it's just going to have negative effect, mentally, physically, emotionally, and just spiritually. Oh, but it feels so good. Like, right now, like, I'm just so happy, and I feel so free. And I'm so excited. Like, I'm just so excited. Like, I'm pumped. Like, it's my birthday. Well, for one, it's my birthday. Yay me. Happy birthday to me. I will, if you want to send me gifts, you can send them to, just kidding. But I'm just so excited, and I just wanted to share my enthusiasm. And if you're listening, and if you've stayed listening to me for the past almost 30 minutes, I hope you find what I have right now. And I know this, I mean, this is gonna suck to say. I know it's not gonna last forever, and maybe that's just me being cynic, but to have this enthusiasm and to just, oh my God, I'm excited. Like, I'm so excited. And I know I keep saying that, but for the first time in a really long time, I have a peace of mind. Oh, and that feels so good. Like, it feels so good to finally, that like my head isn't so loud. Like, it's not so loud in my head, and it's not so crazy, you know, and it's not so discombobulated. There's not a lot of noise. There's not a lot of, I mean, to be fair, there's not a lot much going on in my head, but to be of sound mind and to have this peace in my heart, I just wish everybody could have it. And it's just, I know I'm gonna be okay. No matter what the world throws at me, I'm gonna be okay. I've come this far. I've made it till 25. To be honest, I didn't really think I was gonna see 25. And I'm here. I'm here, and nothing's gonna stop me. Nothing's gonna stop me from living my best life, from me attaining my goals. And I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna break through. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm tired of moping around and just waiting for something to happen. No, we're gonna make it happen. And I hope this encourages you guys. And I hope that you share my enthusiasm, and you also get excited, and you also, you know, yeah, things need to change. Things are shit right now. But it starts with us. It starts with us. And by us being us, one second. Sorry about that. My throat was getting really dry from all the talking, all the excitement. But like I was saying, like just us, being kind to one another, be caring, be empathetic. You know, if someone comes to you with issues, listen, take the time to listen to somebody. Like I did that today. Like I literally, like my manager, she wasn't complaining. She was venting. She was, you know, a little frustrated about certain things, which is understandable. It's just, it comes with work. That's just how it is. Of course, all work is stressful. Even those people who are just like, LOL, if you do what you love, you never work a day. No, like, obviously, that's never true. Even if you're doing what you love, it has its stressful moments. But you love it. And it's just like being kind and just, oh, I'm just so ready. I'm so ready to turn a new leaf. And I'm so ready to just see what the world has to offer. And just take it. You know, just take control and to just, I mean, I'm not sure where this is going. This might just be going through. I mean, I might just be rambling and literally can just, it's going to be a real shit show for the next 6 months. But I don't know. I'm excited. And I'm going to make the best of what I've got because that's what I've always had to do. That's just how it's been. I didn't always have the nicest things. I've always had clothes on my back, food, a roof over my head, and food in my belly. And you make do with what you've got and not just what I was raised to do. And so I may not have the nicest things. My car, definitely falling apart, definitely doesn't have brakes, definitely does not have car insurance. So if you see me on the road, watch out. Watch out. But I'm so excited and I'm so ready. And I hope you guys feel the same. I hope I can make you guys proud, whoever's listening. If you guys know me, you know, like, I'm ready, and I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for the things to come. I'm excited. It just feels so good to be of someone. And no, things aren't perfect, and no, I'm not perfect, and I'm definitely going to make some mistakes, but I will own up to them, and I'll take the hit. I'll just roll with the punches. And when life gives you lemons, you mix them. You put them in your drink. Put some vodka in it. Or throw them back at somebody. I don't know. I don't know the saying anymore. There's like so many cliche sayings. I don't know. But it's just... And I'm so happy. And I'm feeling so loved right now. And very appreciative of the things that I've got and the people in my life. And I know I may have taken them for granted before, and I may not come off as appreciative, especially because for one, I don't really know how to show appreciation. But other than just like trying to take care of the people I love the best I can, or gently bullying somebody, but there's nothing gentle about my bullying. Oh my God, I'm a monster. But, oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see what the world has to offer me at 25. I mean, who knows? I might lose all my hair. I might just actually pull off the bald look. But I'm ready. And I'm ready for change, and I'm ready for breakthrough. And what will come will come. And in the end, we'll all get what we deserve. And I think I deserve to be happy for once. Like, I'm tired of carrying around all this dead weight, all this, you know, anger of, like, yesteryears that I just don't deal with because I just put it in these boxes and I suppress it and I just, you know, just carry on. And I'm ready. And I'm ready to just shed all that, to let go of everything and of my fear, of my doubt, of my unbelief, of my unbelief in myself. Like, I'm ready, and I'm ready for change, and I'm just ready to just take charge and just plow through, man. Oh, I'm so excited. And I hope you guys find the same, are able to actually be successful. I mean, this might just be me talking crap. The next episode might just be me crying. Just me crying for an hour and a half. Just sobbing, literally. There's no words, just me weeping. But, oh, I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so ready. And with everything that's going on, oh, it's a breath of fresh air. And I'm being cautious and I'm being, I'm aware of my surroundings for once. And I just feel a lot more prepared in my life than I've ever felt prepared. I just feel more, I don't want to say more confident in myself because I definitely don't feel confident in myself just yet. But I feel like I'm gonna get there. Like I'm gonna just, I'm just ready to let go of everything, all this negativity that I'd been holding on to. Like I'm not that person anymore. Like I'm not gonna be that person anymore, I should say. And oh, I'm ready. I'm ready to just let go, man. Just let it all go. To just say goodbye to just things that have been holding me back. And I've been told before that like they see the doubt in myself, like I'm calculated, like they see that I want to do something but then I stop myself. And yeah, it's true. Like I get concerned of like, oh well, I just don't want to make mistakes. And and that's where you mess up, is where you don't take risk, you don't take, like, I always lived, I mean, if you ever saw the movie Robots, he says, if you, one of the robots says, it was like, if you never try, you never fail. But I feel like by doing that, you've already failed. And someone told me that before, but I just didn't listen because, LOL, personality trait, I don't pay attention. Well, I also have the attention span of like a worm. I don't know if those have actually any attention spans at all. I'm not a doctor. I didn't go to college. Excuse me. Oh, but it's just, I can already feel like the weights are being lifted and the chains are dropping and something's calling me. I don't know what. And I don't know if you guys believe in fate or in destiny or anything. And you're probably thinking I'm just a giant nutcase. But there's something calling me. And I'm gonna find out what it is. And I'm gonna take charge of my life. And I'm just gonna be me. I'm not gonna worry about the little things anymore. Things that don't matter. Like I look back at this past couple months and this past year and I was so worried about things that didn't matter. So worried about things that, in retrospect now, were like minuscule. And worried about things that I didn't have to worry about people abandoning me or leaving me or, and it's just like, you know what? If somebody needs to leave, then somebody needs to leave. And I mean, I'm not going to cut anybody out. I mean, a bitch might, I don't know. Test me, but no, I'm just kidding. But like I said, like I'm excited to see the people around me grow and flourish, and I'm prepared to help them any way I can and help them get past whatever it is that they're going through in their lives. I'm ready to just kick some ass and take some names, man. I feel like I've been lying down for too long, and I feel like I missed out on so much. Like, I feel like I'm just like woken up now. Like, I don't know where this energy is coming from. Oh, I'm so excited. Like, if you could see me right now, I'm literally on the edge of my seat. But that's how I feel. Like, I feel like I've been asleep for a long time. Like, just sleepwalking, not really aware or coherent, and just going through the motions and just trying to survive. Well, it's not about surviving anymore. It's about living and just taking every chance you get and dancing in the rain, singing like a fool, twerking on walls. I don't know, whatever makes it happy, you do you. Like it's, oh my God. I'm so ready for a breakthrough and for a change. And I'm so excited and I can't wait. And I just want to thank everybody for your support, for your love. And I hope you share the same ambitions. And I hope you find your peace and your joy, and you're just successful in everything you do, you know? And oh my God, like, I can't, like, I just want to spread joy and happiness. I just want to help somebody. Like, I just want to take charge already. And I don't know where this is going to lead me. I don't have any plans. Maybe I'll go back to school. Maybe I'll become a doctor. I don't know. Maybe I'll join the military. Who knows? No, I still don't like being told what to do. Like, I couldn't wake up. Like, I can stay up till 6 a.m., but I can't wake up at 6 a.m. It's a real issue. But I'm just so ready, and I'm so excited. And I feel like this has been coming on for a long time. Like, I feel like, oh my God, I just feel so awake now. Like, my eyes are open to all the possibilities. Like, who knows? Maybe I will get a promotion. Who knows? I might find love. Who knows? I might, you know, maybe I'll just fall in love with myself for once. Ah, that sounds good. I mean, they say, if you, like RuPaul says, if you can't love yourself, how are you expected to love somebody else? But I don't even know who came up with that. I don't know if that's RuPaul's line or not, but I know he stole it from somebody, I think. I don't know. But it's just like, maybe I'll fall in love with myself. Maybe I'll get a parrot. Who knows? I'm so excited for all the possibilities. It feels like they're endless, and it seems like anything can happen. Anything can go wrong. Anything can go right. And I don't really feel like much is going to go wrong. Yeah, there's going to be obstacles in anything. And sometimes, like, a lot of my life has felt like things that were easier for others were harder for me. And I'm not sure if that was just because of, like, my mentality, or if just, like, whatever it is. But I just feel like I'm done counting myself out. And I'm done throwing in the towel. And I'm just so tired of laying down. I'm so tired of just letting life win. And I mean, I talk a big game now, but a slight inconvenience is gonna happen, and you're gonna see me crying on the floor. But it's just like, I'm so excited, and I'm so, and I keep saying that, and I mean it with from like the bottom of my heart of how excited I am. I don't think you guys understand, like, it's just like so many things I feel like are going to go right for me and for everyone, and maybe just for the world. And it's crazy to think that, like, change starts with us. Like, we don't really realize it, but by us being kinder and softer, and people see that as weakness, but I think it makes us stronger. And I've always believed in the underdog. Except for when it came to myself. And now I'm ready to take this bull by the horns, man. Oh, I'm ready to just go. I'm ready to just, let's go skydiving. Let's go. I mean, can you go skydiving anymore? I don't know. I don't want to get on a plane. I'm terrified of heights. But I'm ready for adventure or a breakthrough. I'm tired of lying down. I'm tired of being the shell of a person and just masking things and not really dealing or feeling things the way that they're intended to be felt or dealt with. And I'm ready to let it all go. Like, I'm ready to just, I mean, I might just shave my head off. We'll see. I don't know. People are telling me to get a mullet. But I'm so excited. And I hope you guys are excited for me. I hope I can make you guys proud. I hope that, like, I live up to the words that I'm saying. But as of right now, I'm ready. I'm ready to take on the world. I'm ready to, it feels like the things that were in my head have no chance of coming back. And if they do try to creep in, the doubt, the self-deprecation, you know, the disbelief in myself, you know, the harsh words, you know, if my demons just try to come back, then, well, I'm putting up a fight this time, and they're not staying for long. And I'm ready. I'm ready to break out of this mold of just what people are telling me I should be like, or being who I think people want me to be, which is probably, like, if you're listening to this, you're like, what? He's always just been himself. But in certain situations and in certain places, I've always, and especially, like, if you know me real well, I've, like, always been, like, I don't want to say conservative, but, like, I put it, like I'm more reserved, and I'm more, I'm very standoffish, especially when I'm meeting new people. And I'm ready to just let all that bullshit go, you know? Ready to just be free and take charge and live life, live instead of just trying to survive, you know? Tired of going through the motions, tired of being the shell and wondering when things will get better and waiting for either someone to save me or waiting for, you know, something to change. And something has changed. Me, I've changed. I'm growing and I'm ready. And I mean, growing, my waistband's growing. I'm getting fatter, literally. but I feel, I feel like enough time has passed where like enough pity parties have happened and enough, and I'm not saying like, oh, don't be sad, don't hurt, don't, no, if you're gonna hurt, feel it, but let it go. Don't let it, like, if you're gonna stay, like, if you have to go down, stay down, but don't stay down for too long. Get back up. Oh, get back up. Get, please, for the love of God, get back up. If you ever have doubt in yourself, if you ever have a moment of weakness where you're just like, I can't do this, I can't carry on anymore, just do me a favor and think of all the good things. Like, focus on awe. And I know sometimes it's a little more painful that way of just remembering the good times, because in those moments you're just like, oh, I wish I could go back. But just remember that in those moments there are people who love you and who still love you and who still care for you. And you may not feel that right now and you may not see that, but just hang on to hope. And I'm not sure what's happening right now. I'm really not. And I might just sound like a crazy person. I don't even know if I'm going to share this. I might. I'm going to scare away the 5 people that listen. But I'm ready. I'm ready for a breakthrough. And I'm ready for change. And I'm ready to live. And I know that sounds like so cliche. Like, everyone's just like, oh. But those words have never been, like, rang truer till now. Like, I'm ready to just let go of everything that I've been holding on to. Make, like, let go of the excuses, the, you know, oh, well, I never knew my father, or whatever it was that was holding me back or that I blamed. And I'm ready to let it go. I'm ready to fight, and I'm ready to take a stand, and I'm ready to just take on the world, man. Take it on by storm. I don't know what it is exactly I'm going to do. I don't know. I don't have any plans, but I'm not worried about it. Oh, it feels so good. Like, it feels so good. You know, like, I'm going somewhere. I don't know where I'm going. It may be up. It may be down. Maybe inside out, upside down. Might find me on the moon. I don't know. But I just know that wherever I'm going, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be singing the whole way. And if anybody or anything tries to mess with that, well, then I'm gonna fight for it. I'm going to fight for my hand. I'm not going to just give up so easily. And I'm liking this new positive outlook. Like, I'm surprised that after everything that I still have a positive outlook on things. I definitely still have a lot of work to go on, you know, definitely need to figure out what the hell I'm doing in my life. But I just know whatever it is, it's going to be good. So buckle on up, guys, strap on your seatbelts, and please come along with me for the ride. And if you're out there and if you're listening, I hope that you're able to, you know, find your peace of mind and just live, you know, just live, you know, make bad decisions, but how do I say this without like encouraging you to like do harmful things to yourself? Do things that'll make you look crazy, but at the same time, that's not harming yourself, whether it's not where you're not self-destructing and you're not, because that was my favorite thing to do. When I didn't understand what I was doing or what was going on around me, I would just self-destruct. I would just be like, you know what, I'm just gonna, you know, like, if I'm going down, I'm going down and I'm going out with a bang. And, you know, I know I've brought a lot of pain and stress to the people I love, and I apologize for that. And I'm thankful for everybody sticking by me. And I hope if you're listening that, and you heard what I was going to talk about like feeling like a shell of a person, like, I hope you guys wake up. And I hope you're able to find your strength. And if you ever need anything, reach out, you know, email me, barelymexican95@gmail.com. I'll email. I check that shit every day, even though I don't put out a podcast every day. I still check it, and because you never know. And if follow me on Twitter, barelymexican, at barelymexican. I was going to create an Instagram, but no. You can follow me on Facebook. I mean, if you're listening, you probably got this from Facebook. You know, message me on Facebook. If you just want to talk, I'm here. If you have any questions, I mean, if you want advice, I mean, I'm not a therapist. I don't have a degree. But I'm happy to help. And you're not alone. And there are people out there who care for you. And you just have to just rise up. Oh, rise up. Rise up with the fury of 1,000 suns. And just don't take no for an answer. Unless the answer is no, then the answer is no. But it's just, I'm just so excited. And I'm so happy to be alive. And I'm so happy to have the life that I have. And so I just want to thank everybody. I hope you have a good night. I've definitely rambled on for way too long. And I should probably go to bed now. So if you're out there and you're listening, this is Miguel Garcia. And I'm barely Mexican.